Blog Talk Radio.
Right along. And so before we go into any further preliminary, I would ask those of you that will to bow your heads, hallelujah, as we acknowledge the Savior whom we are celebrating on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go into prayer. Celebrating the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth on today. Hallelujah. I just want those of you that will to bow your heads with me as we go down right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father God, hallelujah, Father God. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land.
This is a forecast.
But we know that this world is not our home, God. But until you crack that cloud, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay tonight, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty Father's name. And we all shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I said once again, I just thank those of you that so kindly tune in, because it is you that helped to make the old ship of Zion what it has come to be today, along with God's direction. And I just thank you, and I want you to continually to tune in, because God always give me a new revelation to bring before his people. And so our sermon on tonight is titled Resurrection, A Day of Freedom. You and I know that on that third historical day, that God, hallelujah, risen from the grave. But we know that the grave could no longer hold his body. Hallelujah. We're going to take our key scripture from the law of 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And it reads like this. The Lord. Excuse me, I'm going to have to skip this song here. All right. And I'm going to have to play another song. All right. Now, let me continue where I left off. Our key scripture is coming out of the law of 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And it reads like this. Says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ will rise first. That's found in the law of 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Hallelujah. We know that there was a shout. Hallelujah. That was a shout, a triumphant shout for the world to take notice that this Jesus, who had been ridiculed who had been marred and scorned and spit upon, and who had just been whipped with 39 stripes across his back. This man that has been cursed in his side, nails in his hands, nails in his feet, and then a crown of thorns placed upon his head, had now vanished. And I know many wonder, where did he go? How could he have left? He was tied up. His body was tied down. He would be bound with a cord of string. But now he is gone. His body is no longer here in this tomb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just give you praise on tonight, God. Because of you, God. Because of your resurrection, hallelujah, and your triumphant just arrival from the grave has enabled us to be free. And what I mean free from bondage. I mean free from sin that has encamped us and had us just inclined with sin. We was a sinner before we come to the introduction of Jesus Christ. We were sinners. And the Bible tells us that we was born in sin. Of our ancestors, we was born in sin, and we was shaped in iniquity. And we read according to Paul, hallelujah, who says that he or she is a Christian. Hallelujah, but we know that a Christian, without believing in the resurrection, is stating a contradiction in turn. Now, why did Jesus Christ die, you might ask those, if not for our sins? And his dust still on a Palestinian grave. Then we know that his sacrifice would be insufficient for our salvation. And we would still be in our sins today with the firm faith, not only still in our personal sins, but in all the sins and evil of an unjust world. Hallelujah. But we know the tomb, hallelujah, was found empty. We know that the fact is that God canceled. He canceled out all of our sins by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. So that by grace, through faith in his sacrificial death and resurrection, we are saved. That is, hallelujah, what our ancestors believed when they would gather together and worship in hollows and brush armor. And that is, Moses led Israel out of Egyptian bondage. We find out that Jesus Christ, by his resurrection, led them to fight. And not only fight, but they fought and they went. And they went on. They won and went on to win. Hallelujah. Freedom. You might say, freedom. What kind of freedom? Overseer one. I'm talking about the freedom over the evil of American bondage. Hallelujah. No matter what the sin of their oppression could do against them, they were destined onward and upward by the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we know, hallelujah, that Jesus' resurrection is our exodus. Because he lived, we are not a hopeless case. We are not enslaved to the power of our private sin. But more than that, hallelujah, we are not in bondage to the power of the public sin. The economic and social structure, hallelujah, save of those who continue in even more devious and subtle ways, hallelujah, to hem us in. Thank you, Jesus. We are more than conquerors through the risen Lord. And I'm here to bring you the good news on today, that Jesus is alive and well. Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for your and my sins. And like I first stated not many days since, that if we had all the money in China, it wouldn't be enough to pay the debt of our sins. And we know that our sins was not paid in currency, but it was paid through the blood of a living Christ, of a Savior that humbly submitted himself. Now mind you, Jesus Christ didn't get a kick out of going to Calvary Cross, because that was such a horrendous death that no one in the history of time had ever encountered. But Jesus said, it's not my will, hallelujah, that I die, but it's the will of my Father. Hallelujah. And Jesus, being the obedient Son that he was and that he is and that he is to come, he went on up the Calvary cross, tore his heavy cross himself. And the weight of the world was upon his shoulders. But Jesus didn't complain like some of us do. Jesus did not complain. But he went on to die. And he bled and he suffered and died. Paid the ransom price for you and I. Who would want to serve a God like mine and yours and ours? I tell you, there's no greater lifestyle than to live a sanctification lifestyle before men here on planet Earth, and then before a glorious risen God that is in heaven right now. He is sitting not on the left side, but he is sitting on the right and the righteous and the rightful side of his Father. Hallelujah. One of these old days, Jesus is going to return back, hallelujah, for his bride. And that is the church. And he's coming out the church without a spot or a wrinkle. Hallelujah. And we know that in this life that we live, we must keep our robes clean against sin, blemish, and shame. And if we keep God the forefront, the center of our life, God will direct our every path. God will direct us where and how we are to go. Because I would encourage you on this evening is that God is hiring and he needs workers in his vineyard. We know that there was a lot in stake on these workers in this vineyard. God is looking for people that you don't get tired out easily, but you are willing and able to go the task. You are saying, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I will say. And so, Jesus is looking for hired hands to help in this vineyard mission. See, we are on a mission. We are on a mission for souls. That's what our missions are. We are on a mission for souls, for the kingdom of God. Because there is going to be a new Jerusalem. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight that the old heaven and the old earth is going to done away with. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. And so we are workers in this vineyard. We are disciples. And our task and our itinerary, hallelujah, is to compel men and women and boys and girls to come unto Jesus. Why there is yet time. Why the blood is yet warm, running warm in your verbal veins. Time is of an essence, but we know that time do not wait on anyone, so it's time to get in a hurry. We must see God while he is out, because there will come a time that God will not be able to be found, so we're going to have to call upon him while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. So you need to put in your application, present it before God. God do not discriminate. Hallelujah. God will hire you. Anyone that have a will and have an able body that want to work for God, want to be a worker for Christ, come now. You are welcome in this place. God is hiring. He's seeking out and he's searching out able bodies that is willing to distribute his good news. And his good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. God tell us, go into all the world. Go to every crack and every crevice of this universal. And distribute out my word, which is the gospel truth. And it is the same yesterday as it was 2,000 years ago. Tell the people that I come that they might not be lost. Tell them that I love them. Tell them that my whole purpose, going to Calvary Cross, was for them, not for myself. But I went for them. Hallelujah. So We know that the resurrection of Jesus is no myth. It is a historical, well-attested fact. And indeed is an eternal fact that Jesus declared, I am he who lived and was dead and be yet, hallelujah, behold, I am alive forevermore. That's found in the law of Revelation 1 and 18. And Jesus spoke to his disciples about his own resurrection and reassured them, because I live, you will live also. Hallelujah. John 14 and 19. And Paul wrote to the Christians, resurrection teaches that when a fellow believer dies, we don't need sorrow as those who have no hope. But we read in the last Thessalonians 4 and 13, when Lazarus died, Jesus assured Martha that whosoever believe in him, though he die, yet shall he live again. John 11 and 25 through 26. Hallelujah. He then asked, do you believe this, Martha? Martha replied, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. I want to ask you today, you that are out there in my digital listening audience or tonight, have you believed in Christ as your Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm here to encourage you all today. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. That we know that Christ's resurrection is a guarantee of our own. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for dying for the old wretch, undone sinner like me, that was down in the miry clay, in that old sin filth. But you saw fit to clean me up one day, and he reached way on down in that miry clay and picked me up, and he cleaned me off of all the tar and tarnish of sin that had me bound in. There are those of you that are bound today in the bondage of sin. But God has risen so you might live today. You don't have to die in your sins. But you can live eternally with Christ Jesus. You can choose God as your Lord and Savior on today. All you got to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner. And acknowledge that God is the Lord and Savior, and accept him into your life today, and immediately your sins have been forgiven and have been just diminished, erased, put into the sea of forgetfulness. You will not remember them anymore. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your mind and impact your heart, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Shiva Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, Janice All About God at yahoo.com. Until we come across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the conclusion of this selection to bring our program to his conclusion. May God richly bless you and you and you. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thank you.